You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Welcome to This is Asbury. We are joined in the studio today with Professor Callie Smith. Welcome, Callie.
Thanks, Abby. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy that you're here because you are the director of Youth Becoming Leaders. You have recently taken over for Dr. Brian Hall, who is known by many in this community, who's still very much involved, but now you're handling that whole operation, I understand. Tell us about that and tell us a little more about what you do at Asbury.
Yeah, thanks, Abby. So I'm the assistant professor of youth ministry at Asbury University. I teach youth ministry, Christian ministry, and other educational ministry courses. And then, like you mentioned, I also direct Youth Becoming Leaders. I'm a coach, too, with our Forged Youth Ministry training program. So my experience and passion in life has always been about youth ministry.
Great. Are you involved in any of the online classes or just in-person classes?
Yes, I've taught some of the Leadership and Ministry online classes as well, and for the Salvation Army program.
Oh, great. Because that's one of the fastest growing online programs that we have, the Leadership and Ministry. So tell me why you think that is growing.
Mm-hmm. Many of my students in that program are currently serving in churches in different ministry contexts or roles. But they're looking for a program that is biblically based and ready to engage culture like Jesus does. Mm-hmm. And I think Asbury does that really, really well.
Yeah.
And so we also can offer this kind of communal aspect to the online program that is even being enhanced in the last couple years with changes that have happened with that. But in our Zoom meetings and some of our synchronous meetings, we have had excellent conversations. The class right now is Dynamics of Spiritual Growth. That's so relational. It's at the foundation, relationship with Christ and with other people, and we get to do that in the online classroom, too.
That's really cool. And I've heard from our online admissions people that you have some really interesting people in those classes, too, like people from all over. Can you talk a little bit about just kind of who you're seeing coming, whether it's in person or online? Like, who is kind of your target demographic right now?
Yeah, I don't know if there's really one demographic to name. I have students in this particular class. There are only 15 people in this one class that I'm teaching this semester, and we have four countries represented.
Wow,
and
cool.
And so it's an opportunity online to have this leadership education, this ministry leadership education coming from Asbury, but incorporating all of this diverse background into one class and learning from each other.
That's cool. I love that. So tell us just a little more about yourself and your journey with Asbury as a whole, and then also with YBL, Youth Becoming Leaders.
Yeah, I started hearing the Lord call me into youth ministry when I was in middle school.
Oh.
So this has been a long journey for me. I had other plans for my life. I'm such a planner and an organizer. And before that point, I thought I knew what was best for me. And
right?
I was really
seeking.
We all
do that.
Yes, we do. We all do that constantly. And so I thought that I knew what was best. I was seeking more things that were about power or influence or money. And even in seventh grade, the Lord met me and said, I'm calling you to this ministry leadership position and asking you to surrender this to me. So I was at a camp, a Christian camp that I'd gone to for many years. And a speaker gave an invitation to all middle school students and said, if God's calling you into youth ministry, come to the front and the leaders will pray for you. And then maybe like many of us who have those kind of experiences close with the Lord, we've set aside that time, we come home. And I was like,
real life happens.
Yes. I was like, God, what are you doing? I thought I knew best. And you're changing all of these plans I had for my life. And I now know that was certainly the Holy Spirit leading me up to the front and through spiritual disciplines like scripture and prayer. I sat there and heard John 16:12 in my head. I hadn't even read it before. I opened my Bible and it says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. Just like confirmation from the Lord that he really was calling me to youth ministry and for life.
So in that time from seventh grade through, let's just say college, were there times that you were kind of pulled off your course a bit? Because seventh grade's pretty young to hear that calling and then to stick with it. That's remarkable.
Yeah, there were certainly moments of especially decisions and transitions in life where I had to continually say yes to the Lord in that, in where I was going to go to college. I came to Asbury University, what I was going to study in youth ministry, and even decisions I was making as a leader in youth group as a teenager listening to other adults and mentors who supported me in that calling. Mm-hmm. And then I had opportunities to lead and guide other teenagers in small groups. And so I'm just really grateful to the Lord for revealing that early mm-hmm. to me and giving me that experience in leadership. And then all of those adults in my church community that surrounded me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you worked in that in the field. Are you still doing that outside of your teaching and YBL, of course? I mean, that is youth ministry. So what was your career trajectory like?
Yeah, so I studied youth ministry at Asbury University. Mm-hmm. And then the very first year of YBL, mm-hmm. I was actually on staff with Dr.
Cool.
Brian Hull. He hired me immediately after my graduation. And so I got to work on staff with him and with Dr. Jim Hampton at Asbury Seminary. And then I moved away and I went to seminary and got a master's in youth ministry and worked as a youth pastor for a while. But I stayed connected with YBL. So I was a mentor for the program and I served on the advisory board developing some youth leader training. Mm-hmm. And so then when I moved back to this area and started teaching at Asbury, it was really a natural fit to step into this role. It was so meaningful for me the ways that adults poured into me when I was a young person. And I'd heard even, I remember having conversations with Dr. Hull when I was a student saying, I think I'm going to train student leaders. I think I'm going to work in discipleship and training other adults in youth ministry. I'm also grateful for these opportunities I have to do that at Asbury.
So a big part of YBL is that leadership component, youth becoming leaders. So tell me in your words what the mission of this truly is.
It's God's mission first, and God's inviting us graciously to partner with God in God's mission. I think it's so clear in Scripture that God is calling young people to meaningful ministry leadership. And we see that in David and Mary and the disciples and so many examples. And this isn't just about students making copies or doing tasks or something like that, but this meaningful ministry leadership. So having this seat at the table, helping shape the vision intergenerationally with the whole church body, and the whole church is better for it because young people are not the future of the church. They're part of the body of Christ now. The body of Christ needs to learn from each other and share those gifts with each other. And so Youth Becoming Leaders is helping to equip young people and local churches to be able to do that. It's not just a one-time event experience that's over, but they actually choose a mentor from their home church and community they're meeting with before they come to our residential program, and they develop a ministry project where they're going to serve and lead in their home church and community following the program.
Cool. What have some of those entailed? What have those projects been?
Yeah, one that I'll name, one of our students early on in the years of YBL, Hannah. She came to YBL for a couple years, even came back as a leader, and her ministry project was developing some resources, some children's ministry resources for an apartment complex locally that was also just under-resourced. And so she was leading in that and gathering students together and providing food and activities for them and Bible teaching. And then she came to Asbury University as a student, worked as a counselor for Youth Becoming Leaders. She went and got a master's degree in social work and then started working locally here at a ministry where the professional job that she's doing is in the same field, resourcing kids with games, activities, in charge of their children's program and ministry at that organization. And so to see, we have almost 10 years now of YBL alumni with, that's just one story of many connections that God has made with young people that are hearing that calling at such a young age and then living that out even into adulthood.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've all heard or seen or experienced ourselves, you know, if you're younger, oh, you're going to take over someday, you're going to do this someday. It's always like, oh, someday, you know. Mm-hmm. But you're saying you're equipping these youth to be leaders now in their communities and their churches and their schools, wherever. What would you say to those parents, you know, whether or not their kid comes to YBL, just how to encourage them to lean into those leadership opportunities when they don't feel like they can or they don't feel like they're ready or qualified?
Yeah, that's a great question. Just like you're saying, I think too often the world, and sadly the church, will tell young people no, and they'll say you can't, or you don't belong in leadership, or you're not old enough or responsible enough yet, or you don't have enough direction. Like maybe you could dream about it, but you can't do it yet. Mm. And at YBL, we've really created this environment that fosters a culture of yes, is what we call it. And so God says that youth are capable of hearing him and listening and obeying and trusting him. And so whether or not students would participate in this particular program, this is a work that God is doing across the world right now. Yeah. And so parents can encourage their students in this, and that it is intergenerational in the family as well, that we would say yes to the dreams that God has given to young people and offer them opportunities in ministry leadership now.
Yeah. So then there, of course, there's the mentorship component. You know, you don't want to discount that either. So how do you, I guess you just balance those things. Are they paired? They're paired with a mentor. Is that right? Throughout YBL? Okay.
Yeah, they are. And they actually get to choose that mentor. Okay. We ask them some questions about why they might have chosen this person. We give them some tips about how to find the right mentor. But typically it's someone whose walk with the Lord they really look up to and respect and just want to learn more from. And they're at their home church or community already. So hopefully it's someone they already have a connection with in their home.
That's good. So a lot of these students I know, they do end up coming to Asbury, which is great. Do you get a sense of, I mean, what they're majoring in? Are these kids, you know, what's their range of interests? Is it business? Is it ministry? Is it, you know, what are they like?
Yeah, it's all of the above. So students who come to YBL, over half of them end up enrolling at Asbury University.
Oh, wow.
And we're very thankful for that. And we're not trying to sell students something in that, but we just see the way that Asbury's mission is following God's mission in this, that I'm saying about young people in ministry leadership right now. And so they develop that kind of community and get to hear from faculty and staff from the university and seminary here. They come from all of the fields that you're mentioning. We talk about vocation as three tiers. So the first tier is the human vocation, and that's for all people, created in the image of God, loved by God, stewarding creation, co-creating with God. That's for all people. And then we talk about Christian vocation. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to be a disciple? And then personal vocation, which is what I think most people jump to. And I understand that. We want to know what God is calling us to do. But that's more than just a job or a job that we like. It's really hearing the Lord's voice, listening to the Lord's call in that, saying yes at whatever age, whatever context God has placed you in, and in whatever career field. Ministry leadership isn't limited to a pastor, even though many students who participate in the program might go into vocational ministry. But we see actually more students who would be in ministry leadership in a variety of career fields.
How do you define leadership for these students? Like, is there sort of a baseline definition you're giving them? What is a leader?
We are, actually.
Yeah, cool. What
in the orientation session, we ask them, how does the world typically define leadership? Yeah. And of course, the answers are about power and influence and finances and control. And then we say, well, what does God say about leadership?
Yeah.
And students are hungry for relationship with God, relationship with others, and for that to be right. And so we define Christian leadership as joining Christ and making space for people to discern and live into their God-given gifts, dreams, and calling for the sake of the kingdom. So you can see in that definition, it's not limited to a particular career field or a particular age, but it's actually about joining Christ and God's mission, and that we're giving that ministry leadership away. We're making space for other people because God is working in every person's life, in every culture. And so we're allowing space for other people to discern those things and to listen to the Lord, and we're doing that communally.
So you're saying there should be no difference between being a leader in the church or a Christian organization versus, you know, a secular workplace or wherever. You should be the same person. You know, we all know this. It's easier said than done. So how do you encourage, are you able to encourage, you know, the graduates of this program? Like, how do they stay the course with that mission?
Yeah, it's funny. Even before the program starts, many of the questions I hear from parents and students are about this. It's my student, or I'm not called to be a senior pastor, so I don't think this is for me. And this is a problem, particularly in the American church, that we have said, oh, when you're the pastor, that's when you do the work of ministry. And really, we're a priesthood of all believers. And so the encouragement before, during, after YBL, whether you would participate in this particular program or not, is that God is calling all of us to ministry leadership. That definition that I gave, like I said, is not so specific to one group of people. And it's really more the work of the church body together being that light and that hope in the world for Christ.
So I'm curious about something, Callie. So I don't have the data in front of me, but we've all seen numbers about, you know, students, young people right now, or even older people, being more isolated than ever before. I'm using air quotes, even though they're more connected than ever, you know, through devices, and there's this mental health crisis, and there's all these serious challenges that we have right now as a culture that are need a reckoning. Are you seeing some of that coming into YBL, and how has that looked for you guys?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And God cares about our mental health, mm-hmm. cares about our whole health, that our mind and our body are actually connected, mm-hmm. and it matters in our relationship with the Lord, mm-hmm. and with other people. And so we provide training for our leaders about mm-hmm. how to handle those conversations biblically and compassionately. And then we also offer and have available some resources and some people yeah. that students can talk with, because we understand the weight mm-hmm. of responsibility this is to be with students for a 10-day program where we have actually fostered a safe environment for mm-hmm. students to share some of their struggles and their celebrations.
Right.
And so we really believe in connecting, though, with the local church and communities and professional Christian counselors mm-hmm. who are at home with them, not just at one event, but all year round. I do think one thing that has been negative about social media has been a false promise of connection.
Yes.
There are tools that are helpful with this,
yeah.
but it's almost like it has said, this is the way that you will build relationships, and it's falling short, and we're noticing the effects of that.
Oh, really?
So at Youth Becoming Leaders, one way that we order our days is through prayer.
Mm.
Sometimes I think it's difficult for us to think about, oh, how do I fit God into my schedule or my day? But we say our days should be centered on Jesus. The only parts of the schedule that the students actually know are that we have morning and noon prayer.
Oh, wow.
And
so they don't know anything else coming in?
Nothing else.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun, especially for leaders. This is difficult. But it's an exercise of trust and to
yeah.
say, I trust that Jesus will direct my days. Mm. And then I can have trust in the church community in this. And so because I think some of these young people, too, they may be or feel like one of the only ministry leaders in their church or in their community. That may or may not be true, but like the prophets in scripture, it seems isolating sometimes
yeah.
even in that role. And so through these prayer practices and through the community of small groups and almost 10 years of alumni, we have students who feel like they belong with the Lord and with the church community. They're even getting together still from years past of programs on Zoom and going through our prayer books that we have given them. And so I think YBL and the way that we have structured prayer and relationship with the Lord and those rhythms of life have helped with building community and belonging.
Yeah, definitely. So this is year 10 that you're coming into, or you just finished it?
Yes, 2025 will be summer
10. Great. Oh, I didn't know that when we scheduled this. How exciting.
It is exciting.
10th anniversary of YBL. Great. So why do you think, what do you tell parents when they're considering YBL? Why should they sign their kid up? I don't mean that to be like a sales pitch, but, you know, what is the connection with families and parents, and what do they see from this?
Yeah, we're so grateful to parents in especially thinking about 10 years, trusting us with their students. 10 days is a
long
time.
Because some of these kids are pretty young, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's open to 9th through 12th grade
wow.
students.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Yeah, and it's intentionally longer than other summer experiences because we see leaders able to fake it for five
yeah.
days
yeah.
because we're used to that amount of time. And so especially maybe speaking to parents here as part of that question, this allows opportunity for students to be authentic,
yeah,
to be real with each other, to let some of those walls down, and not in an unhealthy way. You know, mm-hmm. we create some training and some space to mm-hmm. have those conversations well, but to be honest with mm-hmm. God, because
yeah.
God is so honest with us, and to be honest in the church community, and to ask questions and have space for our questions.
Yeah.
How is God calling me? How do I discern what that looks like? How do I hear the Lord's voice? And how do I do that in community, too?
Mm-hmm.
So we make that space, as I've said in the definition, for others to discern what God is doing in their lives.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful, like I said, to parents who have built this relationship with their students and with the Lord so well. And then we get these 10 days, this piece of it with students.
Yeah.
And we just get to do that intergenerationally.
And then there's
the
follow-up
community.
With that, too, even, on top of the 10 days, right? Once
yeah.
they get into their project. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So really, it's a lot more than 10 days.
It really is.
It's just 10
yeah.
days on campus. Is
it
that
is.
Right?
It's
yeah.
10 days on campus, but
okay.
we do offer devotional resources
mm-hmm.
and some question
mm-hmm.
prompts to mentors who keep meeting with students, and then students implement their ministry project and send us monthly reports as they put that into practice.
So so they've got some accountability too then, right?
They really do.
You said you were going to do this. Did you actually do it?
Exactly.
I love that. So students can apply on their own, or do they have to be recommended by a parent or a youth pastor or something? How does that work?
Students can choose to apply, and so it's asbury.edu/YBL. Mm-hmm. The application is right there on the website. There are some questions that they would fill out on a form. They actually memorize our key scripture verses for that year. This year, it's from Exodus 3, from Moses's call story. So they'll video themselves submitting that memorization of scripture. And that's just so we can have that scripture hidden in our hearts as we come together.
Absolutely.
And then they also would have a mentor reference. So they choose their mentor, and their mentor would fill out a reference form in that process.
Yeah.
But other parents or youth pastors or other leaders who know of a high school student who would be a great fit for this program can recommend a student at that same website. And we'll follow up with them and encourage them that there's another adult who sees that gift of leadership in
their
lives.
That's great. That is such a gift. That'd be a good Christmas gift. And then you guys have a new Leadership Fellows program. What's that about?
We do. Yes. Some of the feedback that we are hearing from students and throughout this research we've been doing with Youth Becoming Leaders is that young people, like I said, don't just want tasks to do, but want to shape the vision of the program. So this year, we're starting Leadership Fellows. It's an opportunity for students who participated in YBL and are still in high school to come back for a returning year in the program. They'll get to come a day early. We'll have some additional training for them. And then they'll have some designated leadership roles throughout the 10 days. And we actually already have students who signed up. Applications for all of these parts of the program are due March 10th. And we already have 5 students in their applications. And so we're really, really excited and celebrating that change.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, in closing, Callie, so I have a child who's in youth group, and every time I pick her up, I just have to laugh because that her youth pastor is just amazing. And I just laugh because, you know, the whole room smells a little bit like BO, and they're all just playing, and there's, like, lots of bags of chips. Like, it's just, it's so funny and it's so sweet. But they've had amazing conversations, and there's, like, scripture all over the walls, and, like, it's just, I love that mix. That time of life is just so sweet. And it's very easy to get frustrated when you have someone that age in your house. It's like, it's just this weird mix of things going on. So how would you encourage, you know, whether it's parents like me or youth leaders or people in the church, how would you just encourage them in closing as they're leading these youths well?
Yeah, we actually get a story about adolescent Jesus in scripture.
Oh, boy.
So this is really fun. He's 12, and he's going to the temple,
right.
And his parents are wondering where he is, and there's actually this intergenerational family care of him, and that's part of the reason they don't know where he is, because they would travel together.
Right.
And so he's in this temple, and he's having meaningful conversations with religious leaders, and they're actually asking each other questions. This is an encouragement. This is how it should be. Jesus models this at 12 years old for us, that we should listen well to the questions of young people, and that we should ask them questions and learn from them, too.
That's perfect. I have nothing to add to that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Abby.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.